Five Things First Thing with JR Morning on 760 WJR.
6:05 here on a Thursday. Good to have you.
Friday Eve.
Yeah, Friday
Yay!
Eve. Lloyd Jackson, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
We are going to have a beautiful day today.
Yeah, we are.
We might see some rain, maybe a possible storm later on.
A pop-up, and it's not going to be like widespread. It's going to be like, you know, hit or miss. Some people will get it, some people won't.
Yeah, and this is still while DTE is trying to put a couple people back online.
And those 90s are going to return next week.
Yes. So. We're almost touching 90 today.
I know.
I think it's like 80, mid-80s.
We almost touched it yesterday, too.
And we almost touched it. It was high yesterday.
It was hot yesterday. Yeah.
Meanwhile, did you watch the GOP gubernatorial debate on Fox 2 last night?
I did.
What'd you think?
Well, I don't... You know, I don't feel like I really learned anything. They went after each other a lot without really telling me what they were going to do. And, you know, the format was a little different where the question was asked. They get a minute to answer. But in that answer, if they invoke the name of one of their opponents, then when the opponent responds, they get an extra 30 seconds. So it's a minute and 30 seconds. And so it was a lot of that going on. I don't know. I just didn't feel I learned a lot.
To me, it was more about mudslinging. It was more about trying to tear the other two candidates down as opposed to propping up what you think. And look, to be fair, there were a number of instances in which they talked about the state income tax and doing away with that and where that money would
go.
Education because you're talking
was another
about,
big one. Too.
Yeah, I mean, tens of billions of dollars that go towards the state budget that come directly from income taxes. So where does that come from?
And reforming the MEDC. You heard a lot about that as well.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Accusations thrown against Donald Trump about his, you know, father growing and starting a business that he inherited.
Yes.
And Mike Cox not having won an elected office in quite some time since he was attorney general.
According to John James, before the iPhone.
Before the, which is actually factually true.
Is that true? Okay.
The iPhone came out in 2007.
Okay.
And Perry Johnson talked about like ChatGPT coming up with this 4747.
Exactly.
So it didn't feel incredibly productive.
Yeah.
Now,
I agree.
You got to be there.
No.
All three
and people
want
to hear from their candidates.
Yes. And John, it sounds like John James left afterwards when there were opportunities to...
Like a spin room?
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
John James left a little early. Mike Cox and Perry Johnson did stay around for questions from reporters.
Okay.
And then there was also these questions from the audience.
Yes.
Which I thought was interesting. And they... what Roop Raj has described it as, this was a group of... conservatives or independents, people that would likely vote for
one of the three.
Yeah. Or at least as an independent, consider one of the three.
Sure.
And Andrea Beitley had asked a question. Jamie Rowe, friend of the show, had asked a question as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you had some folks that have ties to the game that were involved in this too. But it just felt like there was certainly a piling on of John James.
Oh, they were, and they kind of both kind of teamed up on him at times.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Why? Well, because he's the, at least the public's view seems to be the front runner.
Well, and some polling
show
as
it.
Well. Plus, he has the
he's got the money
and he's got the backing of the president
and he's got the endorsement of Donald Trump.
Yeah.
So and which also got brought up.
Sure.
He had the endorsement of Donald Trump during his two Senate campaigns as well and lost.
Yeah.
So. It didn't feel incredibly productive. I'm with you.
Yeah, I just didn't feel like I learned any more than I already know from commercials and things of that nature.
We're going to talk to Mike Cox in the 7 o'clock hour at 7:35. John James will join us tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
As well.
Yes.
Meanwhile, this thankfully they brought somebody into custody in this 5-year-old shooting.
Yeah, let's get an update on that. A 15-year-old boy is in custody following that shooting of the 5-year-old on Detroit's West Side. Police say the young boy was riding his bicycle with his father at the Fargo Oakville playground around 9 Tuesday night when gunfire erupted. The child struck in the arm reportedly by a bullet fired into the air at a community event yesterday. Detroit Police Chief Todd Bettison announced the teen suspect is being held at a juvenile detention facility. Bettison credited tips from the public for the quick arrest, calling the community and police
an unbeatable team. The 5-year-old is recovering, said to be in good spirits. No official charges have been announced yet as that investigation continues. And the police had said they knew that this young boy was someone who frequented the neighborhood. So once that happened, I'm sure the neighborhood knew who this young person was, and it was just a matter of time.
The war in Iran seems to be back on. U.S. CENTCOM confirmed that U.S. forces struck more than 90 targets in Iran, which they say will further degrade Tehran's ability to attack commercial shipping vessels and civilian mariners in the Strait of Hormuz. They said U.S. forces struck approximately 90 Iranian targets, including air defense systems, coastal surveillance assets, missiles and drone storage sites, naval capabilities, and military logistics infrastructure along Iran's coastline. And this comes as Donald Trump had basically said, you know, the MOU is done, the ceasefire is done, as far as he was concerned. They were going to still try to negotiate, but, and he even said yesterday, we'll probably attack him pretty hard tonight.
And looking at oil, I mean, oil is 73.62 a barrel. Brent is 78.20. It was below $70 just a few days ago. But now, since this escalation, those prices are starting to go up.
Despite all of this, Donald Trump says that Iran wants to make a deal.
We've already won militarily. They have very little. They have very little left, and they want to make a deal so badly. They called a little while ago. They want to make a deal so badly. I just don't know if they're worthy of making a deal. I don't know that they're going to honor the deal. That's the problem.
I mean, again, we've heard this before.
Yeah.
From the president, that Iran wants to make a deal. And yet, here we are.
And I agree with him that, you know, they want to, if that's the deal and they want to make a deal, you can't trust that they'll keep it if you make a deal.
Well,
with them.
Again, it's the rhetoric, too. If the president says this thing's over and we're going to attack, then you got to do that.
Uh-huh.
Now, it's probably not the best strategy because you're tipping your hand.
Yeah.
But at the same time, at some point, you got to step up. And if they're not willing to make that deal, which he alluded to earlier this week, he alluded to that in Turkey.
He did.
Which is, you know, that they say one thing behind closed doors, then they get out in front of it, and it's not at all what we talked about.
No.
And they just keep kicking the can down the road. And so the president just said, look, you're going to attack these vessels in the strait, then we're done here. And then Bahrain and Kuwait gets hit again.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So it feels like we are in a cycle.
It does.
It feels like we're in a cycle here. And that's a problem.
Speaking of the president, he will ask the U.S. Supreme Court to reconsider its ruling blocking his effort to restrict birthright citizenship, a move legal experts say is unlikely to succeed. The Supreme Court rejected the president's executive order last month, ruling it conflicted with the 14th Amendment, which grants citizenship to people born in the United States who are subject to the jurisdiction thereof. Trump called the decision a miscarriage of justice and said he plans to immediately seek a rehearing. The Supreme Court rarely agrees to rehear cases after issuing a decision, and it has not done so in a fully argued case in decades. Trump issued the executive order on his first day back in office as part of a broader effort to change immigration policy.
Hmm.
So we'll see. I mean, you know, there is precedent that they have done it, but it's been decades since they have. So we'll see.
Meanwhile, Justin Verlander, an all-star once again.
Yes, but also going to be a retiree.
Yeah, well, he was a legend pick from Commissioner Rod Manfred. Because you're probably thinking, on what grounds is Justin Verlander an all-star in this 2026 season? He's pitched one game and he's been injured.
Never, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say his ERA is low. He hasn't pitched.
Well, that's true. That's fair. Well, didn't he give up like 5 runs in that game? I don't think his ERA is very good.
Yeah.
But he is a legend pick, so he will represent the Tigers at the All-Star game. And then minutes later, he released his retirement letter on social media. And he basically said, the seasons challenged me. I never even really dreamed of retiring. I always wanted the game to tell me when it was time to retire. And he says, now that time has come. And I probably agree. I don't think his body is responding quite the way that he would have liked.
Listen, I know Verlander wanted to rock it till the wheels fall off, man.
It's amazing, like a Max Scherzer. You know, Max Scherzer has got so many miles that he's still pitching.
It's unbelievable.
You know?
Yeah.
Because those guys have pitched in the postseason so much too in their career.
For sure. 3-time Cy Young winner, AL MVP in 2011, the Triple Crown winner in 2011, won 2 World Series with Houston. He's a 10-time All-Star, 2-time ERA title holder. I mean, he is.
I mean, come on, man, you've done a lot.
Destined for Cooperstown, but
yeah, oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it's it feels like the end of an era a little bit. Like
it does.
All those must-see JV days here in Detroit, and you know, it's just unbelievable.
Well, I'm thinking, heck of a career. Did he? You know, was he already thinking about it? And then when this legend pick came, he just said, "Hey, that's my cue."
Could be.
Five things first thing with JR Morning's Chris Renwick, Lloyd Jackson, and Jamie Edmonds.